And now we'll have our children's message. So let me invite all the children forward as we have our leader for children's message to come forward.
All right, guys, come on up. Nobody, come on. I promise it's going to be fun. Yeah, come on. Anybody else? Are you sure? I got presents. All right. What's your name? All right. So you have a birthday, right? Awesome, too. Okay. You guys have birthdays, right? Well, what do you get on your birthdays? Presents, exactly. Who gives you presents? Mom and Dad and your siblings and your friends. All right, what do you say when you get presents? Thank you, exactly. This lesson is all about saying thank you. Do you guys know any other times when we might say thank you for something? Yes, when they make us dinner and breakfast and, like, when people hold doors for us, maybe. Yeah, okay. So, saying thank you is so important. We even have a holiday dedicated to it. Do you guys know which one that is? Thanksgiving, yeah. All right, so today we're going to hear a story all about saying thank you. See, Jesus gave 10 people presents, right? And only one of them came back and said thank you. And Jesus was sad that not everybody said thank you, but he was really happy that one person said thank you. And that's why we say thank you, so that we can make Jesus happy and God happy, and so that we can make our family members happy when they give us stuff and we say thank you, right? All right, so I've got some here for you guys. They are stickers, and they say thank you on them. Since there's only two of you, you can take as many as you want. And whenever you want to say thank you to somebody, just hand out one of these stickers. Okay, wait, really quickly, I want to say a prayer. Wait, no, really. All right, everybody bow your heads. All right, God, thank you so much for bringing us all here today with the Discovery people and the members of our church. We've had such an amazing weekend. And I just ask that as we leave this church and we go back to our daily lives, that you remind us how important it is to say thank you and be grateful for everything that you have given us and that the members of this church and the adults have given us. In your loving name we pray. Amen. Hi, guys, you can sit down. And next we have Julian.
Please join me for the prayers of the people. The Lord is merciful and gracious, and hears the prayers of his people. Confident of God's grace and mercy, let us offer prayers of intercession. Merciful and gracious God, we pray for the needs of your people throughout the world and every nation. We pray for the peace in places of conflict. We pray for shelter and refuge for persons displaced from their homes. We pray for relief of hunger and disease wherever your children suffer. We pray for a world where care and compassion replace indifference and hostility. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Merciful and gracious God, we pray for the Church Universal, its ministry and missions. May the gospel be proclaimed in a new and authentic ways to bring healing, hope, and salvation to the lives of all people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for our nation, its leaders and people. We pray for the renewal and new life throughout our land, in cities and towns and communities, both urban and rural. We pray for a spirit of cooperation to address pressing needs and challenges of commerce, education, housing, medical care, and the stewardship of the earth's resources. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful and gracious God, we pray for all in need this day, all of who have entrusted themselves to our prayers, and for all who are on our hearts and minds this morning. We pray for our families, loved ones, friends, neighbors, and even recent acquaintances. We pray for all of those who gather with us this day in worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful and gracious God, we bring before you our own needs. We know our hopes and fears. You know our needs and wants. You know our hearts and thoughts. You know what troubles us. You know our trials and temptations. You know our weaknesses and failures. You know our desires to live holy and purposeful lives, to make a difference in the world, to to know that no matter what, you love us and you are for us and our own good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful and gracious God, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. Thank you for hearing the prayers we make to you this day. Amen.
Please stand as you are able as we say what we believe in the affirmation of faith. Join me. We are not alone.
We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.